Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible.
The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情，聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨义旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Jesus is Risen. The day after the Sabbath, Mary of Magdala, a woman whom Jesus cured, goes to the tomb early in the morning. When it is still dark, she sees that the stone covering the tomb has been moved.The tomb of Jesus is open and empty. Mary then runs to the place where Peter and the apostles Jesus loved are and tells them, they have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him. Peter and the other apostle ran to the tomb. When they arrive, they seethe linen strips on the ground. Then they come to understand that Jesus is risen, as he himself foretold, and Jesus as the scripture has foretold. Jesus is risen. 今天的故事就是耶稣复活了。
Yes.
The last story that we had was,Jesus was buried. 最后的故事是耶稣被埋葬。但是不久，现在我们要听到 Jesus is risen. 耶稣复活了，这么好的消息，这么喜悦的消息。好，我们开始我们的故事。Let us begin with our story. The day after the Sabbath, Mary of Magdala,A woman whom Jesus cured, the day after the Sabbath. 就是玛利亚在那个 day after the Sabbath. Sabbath 是安息日，是 day after the Sabbath. 安息日之后，那就是可以说是星期天，因为 Sabbath 是星期六。那星期天的时候 ,Mary of Magdala,玛利亚来自哪里？马德拉啊，马德拉因为是一个地名，马大勒啊，所以玛利亚从马大勒的那个玛利亚 ，a woman whom Jesus cured， 那耶稣治愈的那个女士啊 ，woman 就是女士嘛啊，耶稣所治愈的那个女士，这是也在描述玛利亚的这个女士。When it is still dark, 那还暗暗的时候、意思说太阳还没出来、就是凌晨的时候、早晨很早很早。She sees that the stone, 她看到 sees 就是看到 the stone 就是石头 covering the tomb, 盖着那个坟墓 has been moved, 已经被挪开，或是被移动。Jesus was buried in a tomb, and the tomb was covered by a stone. 耶稣是被埋葬在一个坟墓，在一个洞穴，但是那个坟墓是用一个石头来盖着。但是玛利亚去的时候 ，she sees 就是看到 stone 就是石头 ，she sees the stone.Covering the tomb, covering 就是盖着 ,tomb 就是坟墓 ,has been moved, 已经被移动。The tomb of Jesus is open, 耶稣的坟墓是开的 ,and empty, 又是空的。Mary, 玛利亚 then, 之后 runs to the place where Peter and the apostle Jesus loved on. 他就跑 run 就是跑，跑到哪里 ？To the place where Peter 到那个地方，伯多和耶稣所爱的那个门徒所在。And tells them， 然后告诉他们 ，They have taken the Lord from the tomb。他们拿了我们的主从坟墓啊 ，taken 就是拿着拿走 ，Lord 就是他们的主，也就是耶稣。From the tomb， 从那个坟墓，他以为有人拿了我们的天那个耶稣的那个遗体从那个坟墓中 ，and we don't know where they put him， 而且我们不知道他们把他放在那里。Peter， 伯多 ，and the other apostle 和那另外一个门徒 ran to the tomb， 他们跑到那个坟墓去。When they arrive， 让他们等到他们到达那边 ，arrive 就是到达或是抵达。When they arrive， they see the linen strips， 他们看到那个那些布条 ，linen strip 布条 ，on the ground 在地上。Then they come to understand， 然后他们就明白了。That Jesus is risen， 耶稣复活 ，as he himself foretold， 像他自己所预言 ，foretold 就是 foretell 的过去词啊 ，foretell 的意思就是预言或是预告，所以当他们看到这个情况，他们就明白了，耶稣复活像他所预言。And just as the scripture， 也就是像圣经或是圣书 has foretold 所预言的，就是意思就是不只是耶稣所预告这个事情，圣经也记载了他的复活的这个情况，因此他们看到那个布条。在地上他们就了解 The tomb is empty， 坟墓是空的，不是因为有人拿了耶稣的遗体， Not because somebody has taken the body of Jesus， but because Jesus is alive， 是因为耶稣是复活的。再想一想，有人要偷一个东西，他们也要先把它那个布条拿掉吗？ Just think of it. If somebody is going to steal the body of Jesus, will they take the time to take out the strip of clothes, the linen strips from him? 他们不会，他们就马上拿走。But because Jesus, as he has foretold, 但是因为耶稣像他所预言的，他三天以后会复活，因此这些世上的东西 ，these things from this earth，this linen strip cannot bind him， 不能把它绑住。这些布条不能绑住他，他身体复活了，他活着，像他所告诉我们。因此这个消息真是一个好消息。Because he has risen, this news is really a good news. Jesus has died for us, and he lives for us. 耶稣为我们而死，也为我们而活，给我们一个新生命，一个永恒的生命。He gives us life, a life that is everlasting. If we will just believe in him,And follow him， 只要我们相信他，跟随他，我们也会与他一起永恒的在天主内。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.